A group of adventure lovers from the Czech Republic has launched a project to boost tourism in a remote village in northern Albania. Around 100 volunteers travelled to Curaj Eper in the Albanian mountains over the summer to build a bridge, reconstruct a local church and mark more than 90 kilometres of tourist trails, all of that out of sheer enthusiasm and for free. I spoke to the head of the project, Jan Balak, a few weeks after his return from Albania, and I first asked him how he had discovered the hidden village.
3 years before, I organized the expedition to Montenegro. But in fact, we spent the most time of this expedition in Albania. We discovered beautiful country of Albania full of hospitable people. And 1 year ago, we decided to go to Albania and visit some place where no tourist was before us. We find Valley of Qeresh, which probably was never visited by a tourist, and it's next door from Curaj Eper. We were going there for 3 days until we reached this village from Koman Lake. And we discovered Curaj Eper during going to Valley of Qeresh. And we were very surprised with this region because it's absolutely isolated from the rest of the world. There is no electricity and they are very hospitable people. And it's a beautiful place for tourism, but there was nobody. So this is my way to Curaj Eper.
And what led you to help this particular place? How did you get the idea to launch the project Albanian Challenge?
As soon as we come back from Albania last year, we were speaking about it because there are valleys of Teti and Albona. They are approximately 20 kilometers from Curaj Eper. They are full of tourists. Everything is working very well. And Curaj Eper is in the middle of this and no one knows that it exists. It really has big potential to grow with the tourism, but no one is able to start with it because these people are not able to start tourism here. So we decided to help them a bit and improve the state of their village and make advertisements about their village.
And how many people actually live in that village?
In the summer, there were approximately 70. It means seven families. We have very good relationship with all the families because, in fact, when we come, all the families except one became our suppliers. We take from them some cheese, we take donkeys, we take grilled sheep, we take yogurt, and so on.
What about young people? Do they still live in the village or are they trying to move to bigger cities?
Young people come to their families during the summer. During the winter, almost noon. Stay here because without electricity and without accessibility to the civilization, it's very complicated to stay here. So almost no one stay here in this village. But during the spring and summer, people come back and they take care about their sheep, stay here, growing their corn and invite young people from the cities to help them.
How did the people react to your idea? How did they welcome your activities?
In fact, they are very surprised because they always tell me, no one helped this village for the last 10 years. Why you? They are not used that someone else can help them. In Albania, there are no donations like we know from the Czech Republic. In this village, there was a power plant, but it was cancelled and no one repaired it because there was no money for it. There was a bridge and it fell. So they are very happy about it because they are not used to it. And they are very kind to us because they know that we are helping them.
You have already said that you had several priorities within your project, Albanian Challenge, and that was building a bridge, building a new power plant, reconstructing a local church. Now, these are quite challenging plans. Have you actually managed to complete all of them during the summer?
Yeah, we managed it and we are proud of it. A bridge was erected between Teti and Grunas, approximately 20 kilometers from here. We managed to mark 97 kilometers of tourist trails. We prepared photovoltaic power plants, two pieces for this village. And we managed to repair the church. The biggest challenge was the reparation of the church. We expected that it will be quite easy job. But the state of the church was very bad and we couldn't afford here not to be successful or to damage this church because in Albania Only two churches survived communism. This is one of them.
Obviously, repairing a church or building a bridge is not an easy task to do. And I guess it sort of requires some experts to do that. Mm-hmm. How long have you actually prepared the project? And did you have any experts with you, architects or builders?
This is the best on the Albania. You don't need any permissions, any papers and qualification for doing this. We have a bridge engineer who determined our bridge to be safe, but the rest of the works was done by us, mostly by students of mechanical engineering or of the building structures and so on. The church reparation was like a building or reconstruction of the house, but there is very difficult logistics because all the building material, especially cement, must be transported by donkeys. It took one day to get one bag of cement from the nearest city. It was really challenging. We needed five donkeys and three horses for transportation of the cement and the sand. And the bridge, we tested it in the Czech Republic. To build it, it took like 10 hours, but to erect it, it took like 20 hours because this bridge has 1 ton and we didn't have any electric tools. We only had hand tools and ourselves. And we had to erect it 1 ton bridge, 4 meters.
The project is based on a voluntary basis. So how many people actually participated in the end? And was it difficult to find them?
Approximately 100 people participate as a volunteers. And something between 30 and 40 tourists came. And most of them helped us in our projects. And it wasn't very difficult to get these people because I was doing a presentation about Albania. Approximately 20 presentations, and I was presenting my plans for this project, and the people who were on the presentation applied for taking a place in Albanian Challenge Volunteer Project, so it wasn't very difficult to get enough people.
How did you actually raise money for the project? Because it seems that it must have been quite costly to bring all the material to Albania.
I have to say one thing at first. We didn't accept any European or Czech or Albanian funds. We don't accept any public money from the government because we want to be independent and we want to avoid all the corruption in the Czech Republic and in Albania. So all the money that we have are from our volunteers. We decided that every one of us will give 1,000 Czech crowns to this project, which is like 40 euros. And we found some sponsors. We organized a beneficial concert. We started public fundraising on internet. And in this way, we get enough money for this project.
So how much has it cost so far?
This project had a budget approximately 500,000 of the Czech crowns. But from this, 100,000 was for food and 250 was for transportation of those 100 people to Albania. So for the rest of the project, we had something between 150 and 200,000 Czech crowns.
Were you surprised by the donations? Were you surprised by people's interest in the project? Why do you think people find it interesting?
Because today we are living in very, very safe and regulated world. I think that people want to experience some adventure without limitation, without electricity, without mobile phone and so on. And here they can. And especially this project was very cheap for the people who participate on it. And it wasn't only about the work. We created a community of new people. And we really had adventure there because in Albania, in Surajepër, you have very large cave system as well. There is a beautiful nature. There are very hospitable people. There are beautiful mountains. You can swim in waterfalls. You can horse ride there and so on. Something that you cannot do in here. So I think these are the reasons why people join this project.
Aren't you worried that by bringing a large number of tourists into Surajepër, that it might actually lose this charm that you are talking about?
Mm-hmm. I'm really not worried about bringing a large number of tourists here because there is something that we call nature filter. Surajepër is surrounded by mountains which are more than 2,000 meters high from the three sides. And from another side, there is a Kuman Lake. You have to go by boat 45 kilometers to get here. So I'm really not worried about large crowds of tourists going here. Maybe several hundreds per summer, but it's not a large number.
Do you plan to carry on with the project next year?
For sure we want to continue because the local people were very happy about this project. It was the first time when someone connected them, so local people are supporting this project.